Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today on this wonderful Monday. And we're excited about what God's going to do this week and looking forward to what God has in store for us and the people that He has for us to witness to and to speak to this week. We're excited. Amen. Hope you're challenged. Hope you're looking forward to every day, getting up a new day to go out and be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. I've got a song for you here now called Only a Hill by Brother Mike Upright. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
There is an old hill standing outside a city. In a faraway land to which I've never been. But there a dear lamb was slain without mercy or pity. And the blood He shed there cleansed my soul from sin. It's only a such a great mountain, God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of His Son sprang forth as a fountain to flow from that old hill that's precious to me. There on a cross, Jesus suffered for me. So when my courage fails in life's darkest hour, I think back to that hill that's called Calvary. It's only a hill, yet such a great mountain, God's salvation plan was made there for me. The blood of His Son sprang forth as a fountain to flow from that old hill that's precious to me. To flow from that old hill precious to me.
Amen. All right. I appreciate that good song by Brother Mike Upright. Amen. Only a hill. What a blessing. We are going to be going now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. This is going to be part number one of the message that we preached on Mother's Day entitled The Impacts of a Godly Mother. We're going to be taking our text out of 1 Kings chapter number 17, starting reading with verse number 8.
But have you ever thought about how much of an impact that a godly mother has on her children? The impact that a godly mother has on their children. I like what Abraham Lincoln said. He said it this way. He said, no man is poor who has a godly mother. No man is poor who has a godly mother. Harry Albus said it this way. He said, the mother of George Washington taught her son the biblical ideals of political and social morality, which Washington kept before the nation throughout his life. Family prayers were held twice a day with the regular readings from the scriptures. I'm going to tell you something, the very first president of the United States of America. They tell us all the time that our nation wasn't founded underneath the principles of God. They just simply are lying to you. It's amazing how that you, when you study these great men of God, when you study the former presidents, it's amazing how much God you really find in their lives. Billy Sunday said this. He said, I don't believe that there's enough devils in hell to pull a boy out of the arms of a loving mother. I feel like the Lord would have me to preach this morning. If you take your Bible and go with me to 1 Kings chapter number 17, I feel like the Lord would have us to focus on a mother who was being sustained by God during a hard time. And so I want to look this morning at this lady who was going through some hard times. And much like what we're going to dealing with in our nation, we had in the scripture reading of where we're at this morning, the government, the leaders that was in control, the king, he was a wicked man. So we see a time, much like our same time, where the nation had turned to wickedness. And now I want to remind you what took place. We're talking about Elijah. Elijah was man camped with the brook Cherith. He was fed by the ravens. Y'all know the story, amen? Most of y'all know the story of 1 Kings. If you don't, go back and you can read in chapter number 16 about all of those things. God was taking care of his man. God had turned the water spigot off. There had been a drought across the land for a long time. And so things were getting bad. Things were getting rough, amen? There was having a hard time getting food and different things. But God took care of Elijah down by the brook Cherith. But there came a point where the brook dried up, and God said, you can't be here no more. You're going to have to go now, and I'm going to send you to a widow woman's house. Now, throughout the text, we're not going to read any at all about what this lady's name was. She's an unnamed widow, but we also find out that she has a son. So this is an unnamed widow who is an unnamed widow and also an unnamed mother. You said, does she mean anything? Is she very important? Well, she was important to this prophet, and what was said about her was important. So I want you to look at what the scripture said here in chapter number 17. And as you turn in the Word of God, I find it amazing how that there are many scriptures that address fatherhood, but really you don't find much when it comes to that instruction specifically when it comes to that of a mother. I don't know if you've studied the Bible long, but I researched this and I can't find much when it comes to this is what a mother should do. But you find a whole lot when it says about the father role. Boy, God gives specific instructions on the father. But when it comes to the mother, we don't seem to find that specific place where it says this is what the mother should do. So what does the Bible say about mothers? Well, I mean, not a whole lot directly, but we do find that the Bible does show us seemingly this, that mothers should follow the example of God. In other words, God does show us how that God mothers us, how that God guides us, how that God takes care of us. That's how that a godly mother should take care of her children. And so while there's not direct specific instructions on how to be a mother and what to do as a mother, just follow the example of God. Amen. You can't get no better than that. God and how that God loves his children, that's how you're to love your children. So one source said it this way, that the word mother in both the Hebrew and the Greek are pretty much similar. They both mean mother. But each has another interesting elaboration pointing to birth. The Hebrew adds parting, point of departure, division. In the Greek, we find it means something like this, source of something. So birth is a point of departure for the child who's born. And there comes a point in time there has to be a division. Amen. That baby can't stay in the womb no longer, and so therefore it must be born, right? There has to be a parting. But then also this, when you look at the mother, the mother is the source. She's the one who gives the baby its sustenance. During those times when the baby's in the womb, mama's feeding, amen, the baby. Mama's taking care of the baby. But then that division takes place, and mama's still taking care of that baby, amen. And so we thank the Lord. What a blessing. However, one source said it this way. It says that the mother means, basically, a mother is one who gives life. And I understand what they're saying there, but however, I do think of it a little bit different. I believe that God is the one that gives life, and the mother is just simply the vessel to which life passes through. Does that make sense? Only God can give life, amen. But I think that this way, that while God gives that life, while God blesses that life, that mother is that vessel. But if you go back to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll see what I'm talking about. Amen. Mary had nothing to do with it. Mary was just simply a vessel to which life passed through, to which the Savior passed through and was born in this world. 1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 8. Look at what the Word of God says here. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he arose and he went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. Now, mind you, this is in the middle of a famine. Amen. In the middle of a time where there's a drought. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel, and a little oil in the cruse, and behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that I may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake, first bring it unto me, and after make for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of the meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. I want you to see, first of all, this morning, that I believe that this mother was called by God. Look at verse number 9. In other words, what I mean by, when I say called by God, I mean that she was selected by heaven. Selected by heaven. This is what just some ordinary lady. This was someone who had been specifically chosen by God to fulfill a task that God would have her to do. Look at verse number 9. 1 Kings 17, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. Now, I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I don't know that God came out in an audible voice and said, Listen, mother and widow, I've got a prophet that's coming your way, and you're going to sustain him. I don't think that God in an audible voice did that. I think that God was preparing her mentally, spiritually. There's going to be a time coming when I'm going to use you. And she's sitting back and she's waiting. Can I tell you this morning that I believe this? God doesn't select anybody out of a dirty vessel. God's not going to use somebody that's dirty. God can't use the corrupt. God's looking for somebody who's willing to be used by God. Amen. And I believe this woman, he said, I've commanded that she's going to sustain you. She's going to take care of you. Obviously, there were some things that God saw in the character of this mother to which he chose her to take. If she's taking good care of her son, she'll also take care of my prophet. And so God looks at this house. While this house is not the richest house in town, obviously, they were in need, right? This house might not have been the richest house in town, but I'll tell you this. There was a lady who followed the leadership of God, and she was trusting the Lord for every meal, and this is what happened. God said, out of the king's house, out of everywhere else that I could send my prophet, I don't want you to go anywhere but this one specific place. I want you to go to this house. Do you know this morning that while you might not understand fully the direction of God, the direction of the Lord, while you might not fully understand it, can I tell you something? God knows where you're going. God knows how to take care of you. God knows how to help you in your hardship. God knows exactly where to put you, amen, for you to be a blessing.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.